And now this is a dictation for Georgia. Travis, T as in today, R-A-V as in Victor, I-S, June 28, 35, addresses a letter to Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V as in Victor, S-K-I, 4631534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, follow-up for Georgia with prevalence of chronic kidney disease, hypertension, last visit September 2023. Comes accompanied with family members. She's been in the hospital 3 times. Back in December, question UTI sepsis, acute and chronic renal failure, no dialysis was needed. There was also volume overload. According to family members, no heart attack, stroke, no blood transfusion. Was released to medical facility, rehabilitation for 5 weeks, and after that, she resides at assisted living Green Acres, A-C-R-E-S. A second admission in March for CHF. At that time, apparently no pneumonia, no respiratory failure. And another admission, similar problems in April. She's supposed to be doing a salt restriction. Green Acres is documented weights. His appetite is down, denies vomiting, denies dysphagia, denies diarrhea bleeding. When she developed the UTI, she was not symptomatic, denies cloudiness of blood, abdominal or back pain, stable edema, no ulcers, no cellulitis, uses a walker, denies chest pain palpitations, she's weak, fatigue, chronic dyspnea, uses oxygen at night, 2.5 liters, denies purulent material hemoptysis, has COPD, CHF, follows with cardiology, medication list review. I'm going to highlight the Norvas, Bumex, and Entresto, Farxiga. Next paragraph, she is in a wheelchair, weight 194, blood pressure by nurse 143/81, severe emphysema, no consolidation, pleural effusion, heart device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 2-3 plus edema below the knees, hard of hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry are from May, creatinine 1.8 for the last 1 year, 9 months to a year is slightly rising. Sodium, potassium, acid base, normal. Albumin, calcium, normal. Liver function test, not elevated. GFR 27, stage 4, anemia 11.4, normal white blood cell platelets. There has been iron deficiency, recent ferritin around 12. At that time, hemoglobin was 8.1. This is from April. She did receive blood transfusion. I'm not aware if they did any gastrointestinal testing. Iron saturation was also low, around 7%. We did advise for iron back in March. Prior PTH upper normal and phosphorus not elevated. I review hospital notes available. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4. Underlying hypertension. Diabetic nephropathy. And now CHF and probably cardiorenal syndrome. We will try to obtain the last echo available. Presently, there is no indication for dialysis. Dialysis is done for GFR less than 15 and symptoms of uremia or uncontrolled volume overload despite best efforts of salt restriction and diuretics. Continue frequent weights, continue pressing diuretics, monitor tolerance for Entresto and Farxiga, iron deficiency anemia, symptomatically treated with iron blood transfusion. I'm not sure if any stool sample has been done, and of course, she looks compromised, might not benefit from invasive procedures. Clinically, she denies melena or hematochezia. There is no evidence of acute abdomen. We will monitor potassium acid base. We will monitor phosphorus, PTH, electrolyte. She also has clinical findings for COPD emphysema. This was a prolonged visit, assessing records and discussing at length with patient and family. Come back in 3 months, end of dictation.